From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Sullivan, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, Features Copy Editor. How you doing, Don?
Great, Penny. How are you?
Well, it is a Monday. We were invited by Showtime to take a sneak peek at the new series Nurse Jackie, premiering at 9:30 p.m. Monday, June 8th, which is today. It stars three-time Emmy winner Edie Falco as a New York City nurse juggling the frenzied grind of an urban hospital and an equally challenging personal life. So, Don, would you want Nurse Jackie as your caretaker?
I'll tell you what. She is a no-nonsense, get-down-to-business kind of nurse.
She is.
And I like that.
Mm-hmm.
This show is it's a 30-minute show that is, I don't know, it's part comedy, part drama. It's kind of an edgy, kind of hybrid type of show.
Which makes it fun, and, you know, 30 minutes is easy to watch.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, Nurse Jackie's a really strong character, but she's not without her flaws.
She has flaws.
She does have flaws.
She takes an occasional Vicodin to help her get through the day.
Mm-hmm. Or Percocet, or whatever happens to be available.
and she kind of has an affair with the hospital pharmacist to supply her.
Right. I didn't want to go too far with that. But
those are her two main flaws, I'd say, so far.
Right. There's a lot of little secrets in this show that I think the viewers will get a kick out of finding out as they watch it.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know, there are a lot of shows on TV set in hospitals, and there's another one centering on nurses that premieres next week. But still, I think Nurse Jackie will stand out because of Edie Falco.
That's true. I mean, you know, she's most well known for her role on The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm. Three Emmys.
And while I don't think this character really throws big challenges her way, that just makes her better in the role. I mean, she can handle this role with her eyes closed. I mean, she mm-hmm. just makes it seem so natural. She fits right into this character. And she's a pleasure to watch in the role.
Well, the series also stars Peter Facinelli. He was in a short-lived series called Fastlane that was pretty good. He plays Dr. Fitch Cooper, a handsome Ivy League doctor. And the other main character that kind of you see a lot with Nurse Jackie is Dr. Eleanor O'Hara, played by British actress Eve Best, and she plays a British doctor with a taste for designer finery.
Mm-hmm.
So they're always going to lunch at the finest places.
Well, a couple of things I noticed about this show was I thought the writing was well done. And another thing was, with the popularity of a lot of medical shows these days, like House and Grey's Anatomy, the doctors are the main characters, and they're always right. Well, this show takes a different slant. It's kind of on the order of doctor bashing, if you would. I mean, the nurse is the one who's doing the bulk of the work and doing the actual healing, and the doctors are kind of just there in the background, just kind of cluttering up the scene. But, you know, I think I think nurses out there are really going to like how this show plays out.
I think they will. So on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate Nurse Jackie?
I'll give it a good 8.
A good 8?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to a bad 8?
As opposed to a weak 8.
Okay.
It'll get a strong 8 this time. Well, and what do you give it?
I'll give it a strong 9.
Okay.
You know, House is still my favorite medical drama out there, but, you know, House is in reruns. Nurse Jackie is here. It's new. It's 30 minutes. There are 12 episodes encompassing season 1. I'll watch it.
Great.
So remember to tune in to the premiere of Nurse Jackie at 9:30 p.m. today, Monday, June 8th, on Showtime. And check back with TV Preview later this week for another discussion of an upcoming program, which happens to be Hawthorne, premiering on TNT, starring Jada Pinkett Smith as a nurse. And thanks to Jacqueline Ferris, the Opubco Studios, and News OK, the TV Preview podcast is available any day, anytime, at your convenience.